This is Mask Alabama.
We are an unarmed freighter.
We have a potential privacy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew. Get your fire hoses ready. Chances are it's just fishermen.
They're not here to fish.
Listen up.
Yeah, Tom Hanks need to start staying away from water because I bet he prefer that beach volleyball over niggas any day.
See, it's funny because I'm telling you, it will be the best joke of the year if any of the black people in this movie, they come out of this movie, it's like, I hope you all enjoyed this wonderful film.
Got a top hat and everything. Oh, it'd be funnier if those black people were the same slaves in 12 Years of a Slave. It would have been funnier if there would have been a teaser at the end or a stinger at the end where they just, that volleyball showed up and said, hey, Tom, hey, remember me?
When he's in the water getting saved, you just see, I knew you'd make it out alive.
He has that moment like Craig had in Friday when he got high for the first time and the dog started moaning to him when he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Like the people in the helicopter is rescuing him. Why is he screaming Wilson?
Damn it, Wilson, go away!
Is that like someone on the ship? That's kind of fucked up.
Go away, Wilson. You're not. And they would have just left his ass there or whatever. People, we talking about Captain Phillips here, probably. And you know what? This it's just keep continuing this week after week or whatever.
The Oscar contenders are coming left and right. And I'm sorry if I sound hoarse, people. I've been sick all week. I went to the box office today. I was like, what for Captain Phillips? The ticket guy was like, damn, you look like you've been on a boat for a week.
Yeah, probably has. You know, I gotta say about Oscar season since it started with Prisoners or whatever, we've had some of the best endings this year.
Yes, we really have.
I like Prisoners. I like the movie. Not really that strong about it, but like the ending a lot.
I'm right there with you, and it seems like you and I are on the minority on that one.
Don John, wait, really? People didn't like that ending?
No.
Oh, fuck them.
A lot of people I talked to did not like that ending.
My ending was cool. I like endings like that, whatever. I mean,
yeah, Don, so do John, I. You and I talked extensively about how we liked that ending.
I like endings like that in general. I mean, even though whatever, fuck y'all people then. You know what I'm talking about? How could you not like an ending like that? It wasn't the same sappy ass ending we get or whatever. But anyway, I digress, whatever. Don John, good ending. Rush, great ending. Gravity, great ending. Now we're here with Captain Phillips. It just keeps topping itself. Every week I was like, well, I guess I'm done with my Oscar picks now. Or I can go ahead and put my list together. And then I saw this and I was just like, God damn it, Captain Phillips.
And we still got half the shit that are Oscar contenders to go.
If the endings keep up like this every week, whatever, I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm about to fucking start crying with these motherfuckers at the end of these movies. That's how they always end. Like, every movie.
All these directors have cornered Zack Snyder and been like, yeah, this is how you end a movie, bitch. How's it feel? How's it feel?
Let me taste your tears.
Where's that bitch Quentin at?
Every one of these fucking endings that we just saw for the past, 4 weeks now, whatever, either it struck an emotional chord with me or almost wanted to bring a tear to my eye, but this one, this probably was out of all of them my favorite ending, just because I just like the silence of it and everything, just seeing how I had to rub my eyes. I was just like, all right, man, stop, come on now.
Yeah, you talking about like tear inducing and making you feel stuff. This one's the worst. I was like, this is actually sad.
Yeah. Plus, there was people behind me and shit. I was trying not to go. I kept turning my head. I was just looking around. I was like, I can't let them see me because one dude was like, he was just like staring, and I was just like, motherfucker better not see me cry over there. But
I had to be that asshole in the theater, like just sitting there, like trying to cover my cough, like every time I had to just go in my shirt, like, and it would come at the worst times too.
If you would have wore a white tee, that shit would have been drenched in water and shit or whatever. Just
it would have been drenched in mucus.
That too, whatever. But yeah, it's my line. Loosely based off the true story, whatever, you know how these true stories go, whatever. Obviously, I don't know how far true this could be though, because I mean,
Heard not so much.
Which is funny because I'm like, the true story for this doesn't really seem like it could be that different from what I saw in the movie. I mean,
apparently, from what I've heard from the true story, is that this captain was a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah, I heard he was kind of a bastard. Probably wouldn't have felt so bad for him then.
Like, from what I've read, he was more like the captain from South Park in that pirate episode.
You know, I could kind of see them going that route in this movie with them because at first, you know, I mean, granted, they're going over regulations with their shit, whatever, but Captain Phillips, like, you kind of get a reason why he's like this, but you don't really know, because he's kind of like, put your coffee down, let's do this now. And
He's a rule follower. He's like goddamn Captain America. He follows all the rules, and if you don't follow protocol, he's going to get on your ass. And there is something admirable about that. You might hate that person, but hey, at the end of the day, they're probably going to save your ass.
Which I will go ahead and say that too, is because you kind of don't know why he's doing that, but you hate the person already. But then after that next scene where he pretty much say, we're in Africa, and I was like, oh!
That's why he's doing it.
It makes perfect sense. I thought you guys were just going over America somewhere. But you motherfuckers, they pulled out a map, and when they were going to some of the countries they named, I was like, I don't even know where the fuck that's at.
We're in Zimbabwe, Congo, Niger.
Niger Island or whatever.
We're going to see the animals from Madagascar here in a second.
I think they said this was the island where the Negroes came from or whatever. This is where Django was born and shit like that. I was just like, oh, fuck no. I said, hell no.
But so see,
I was like, I completely understand why he's following by the books now. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly, because he knows they're in dangerous waters. And then I love how he's the only one that knows shit is going to happen because, as we expect people, here comes a boat of African Americans coming on.
Scary looking African Americans. I'll tell you where.
I wasn't going to say it. I was not going to. Well, you know what? I've already said the N-word this review, so fuck it. Yeah, they're scary.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If they were wearing a hoodie, I'd have been fucking. I'd have shot their ass.
And me as a white person, I would have been running.
Because it's kind of two sides here, whatever. You got the Tom Hanks story with Captain Phillips and his crew, whatever. His crew's kind of a bunch of lazy asses. They're just like, oh, you know, doing this, whatever. He want to ruin routines, run over strategies about, like, because I think last week we talked about Trigger Talk, whatever. It was like, I want to see how that conversation call when he calls the chick up or whatever. And he's
and
like,
it's glorious.
You know what? That's just like any, like, I don't know what that was. I guess a call, let's just say call center for right now, whatever. But, like, that's like any call. They don't give a fuck about your problems.
Well, they're the optimistic people. They're the ones who, like, you can tell that bitch's face is like, oh, shit, it's happening. Look, I think they're just fishing.
Tom Hanks, he's like rushing back and forth. He was making me nervous, honestly. I was just like, dude, can you just sit down for a second? I was like, I'm getting fucking...
Because he knows! He knows exactly what's happening!
Got this little boat coming up, so a bunch of the Somalian pirates... apparently they got bosses and shit. They need to be bringing a boat in every week, or whatever, and earn a certain amount of money to.
When their warlords fucking Dr. Evil, I mean, they're getting a lot of money.
Exactly. So they're pretty much gonna take Tom Hanks' boat, whatever. They describe to make a deal with him, and then today they get Tom Hanks on a lifeboat, and then it just becomes a rescue mission. That's pretty much the basic plot synopsis here.
Yeah. Hold on. We gotta talk about this, people. Here's how this scene breaks down. Tom Hanks sees this boat of African Americans with guns, with visible guns, coming at him. He calls his superiors and they're like, hey guys, don't mean to scare you on this wonderful morning, but there's a boat coming towards us with African Americans and guns. I'm going to have a sneaking suspicion that something bad is happening. What do they say? Oh, they're probably just fishing. No, you don't understand.
But did you see the look on his face when she said that? Like, they're probably fishing. He's just like, because in the trailer it just says they're not here to fish with her. But there's like a quick 5-10 second run where he just stares and looks at her like, what'd you just say, bitch?
Well, I'm glad to know you all care about us.
Well, obviously they don't care about it because they didn't give them no weapons or nothing like that. Like,
exactly, that's the thing. Like everyone else is just like, oh, we can take him out. We have weapons, right? Right? Guys, no. Come on.
I bet that routine changed now. I think it was 06 or 09, was it?
It was 09.
I bet that fucking routine changed now. I bet either they got guards on that boat now or they got weapons, whatever. Because that you sending these people to the most, where they know it's heavily pirated and a bunch of dangerous Africans.
After you watch this movie, you think like Arnold Schwarzenegger's on that boat from this point out.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
You all get behind me.
I can deal with the predator, but not niggas.
It's time to go commando. I need to practice for Avatar 2.
I gotta say, just with the scene, because are you thinking as soon as you see the pirates, whatever, they're gonna get on the boat right away? Because you know we see the trailer, we think it's gonna be short and simple, but they don't get on the boat in the first try, or whatever. And that whole Tom Hanks, I didn't think this could be interesting, just how he was steering the boat and maneuvering around them for them to not get on, and how he was using their engine and that. I was just like, that was kind of intense.
Yeah. Can I tell you my biggest problem that I never mentioned with this movie? My biggest concern going into it?
All right, what was that?
It was the director.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, I'm this director, because, as everyone knows, is his name Paul Greengrass?
Yeah, Paul Greengrass.
Okay, Paul Greengrass has done three big films. Mm-hmm. United 93, which was sought kind of documentary style. Love brilliant it. Fucking movie. Yeah. Brilliant movie. And then he did two of the Bourne movies, which, if it's, people who know me very well know that I do not like the Bourne films.
And he did, what's that other one with Matt Damon?
Green Zone? The one that nobody saw.
Yeah, Green Zone. Like, pretty much him and Matt Damon. He's
Matt Damon's good old pen pal. Yeah,
Martin Scorsese had Leonardo DiCaprio. Greengrass got Matt Damon. Because Damon said, I ain't never doing a Bourne film unless Greengrass is directing against him.
Which is weird, because Greengrass doesn't know how to shoot action because it's so goddamn shaky cam.
No, he doesn't. Whatever.
But I retract that statement after this movie.
You know, this is probably the one time I probably wouldn't mind the shaky cam for the simple fact they're on a boat. So, you know,
I love the fact that he does not use it. I love the fact that he combines both the action style in terms of being able to build suspense, and he uses that Steadicam, great documentary, show you what is happening style that made United 93 so powerful. You see both.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you see both of them throughout this movie used. You see the action side and you see the documentary side. It's like he combined both of them into this movie, and the way he does it is just so brilliantly executed.
That's a good point, too, because the action scenes, like, which I described before you talked about Greengrass, was like just seeing him, how Tom Hanks was maneuvering the boat and just handling the situation, whatever. That was almost shot as if it was an action scene. I was looking, I was like, wow, that was really intense right there. I was like, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's very suspenseful. Like, it really is. Like, even though I was sick, I was clenching my goddamn seat the whole time during this.
Yeah, because I didn't want these Negroes on the boat.
No, as soon as, like, that's great casting right there, because as soon as you see them, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I wonder what the casting was like for that shit right there. Like, did they go to Somalia and just been like,
no, they cast it in Minneapolis. I shit you not.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I was like, they go to Minneapolis. That fucking Somalian was like, hey, you guys want to be in a movie?
Well, it was hilarious, because once again, we had one of those screenings with me where I had to go to a city theater, and I was, once again, one of the only white people in the theater.
And even white people actually went out to go see this, huh?
And lo and behold, the African Americans behind me, damn, those niggas are scary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I see.
I turned around and I was like, I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that, and I don't have to feel like a racial asshole, and I just made them laugh their asses off.
As soon as that nigga with that goddamn knot on his head showed up, I threw my pizza box in. I said, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. My pizza was all in this dude's face and shit. He was just like, dude, he's like, it's just another blood. He's like, oh my God, there's two of them.
It's just like, you look at it, it's like, damn, I got a good idea for a horror movie now looking at these dudes.
I got an idea for a Slender Man movie right now.
Damn it, you read my mind. Oh, you know what? No, I got a better idea for these guys. Our Twilight spoof. There we go. There's our Edward and Jacob.
Oh my God, because, you know, these dudes, obviously, they ain't eight and day. They look twiggy as fuck or whatever, but it's just something about their facial expressions. Like, they wasn't scared of shit or whatever. Like, they had nothing to lose, whatever.
Look at what they woke up to in the morning.
I'm not going to lie, they did kind of wake up to a goddamn gunslinging shit going on.
They woke up to Dr. Evil if he did a bunch of cocaine saying, you get to be money now!
You know, I kind of like that, because at the beginning of the film, it's a two-way shot between Tom Hanks and his people and the Somalian people. And I like the Somalian part of this or whatever right here.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You said, Dr. Evil shows up pretty much, and he kind of, you can't really hear his voice because it's kind of faded in the background, but you're following this guy named Muse, who's the one you see in the trailer mainly, and he's walking slowly, and you see how poverty shit this place looks like, whatever, but, like, it just felt like that style of silence with that little noise in the background. I was just like, I like shit like that. I like
it's great. It's like great that. Character setup. It's great. Oh, yeah, it's great character and situation setup. I mean, it's character building. It's essentially, that's what it is. I mean, you see the situation that these guys live in, so you believe that they are really going to go all out and not give two shits about anything.
And their motivation, honestly,
exactly.
If you live in this fucking place, your motivation to take anything to earn money, because they, after Tom Hanks foils their plan the first time, this dude Muse, he's just like, no, I want that boat. I have to get that boat. Like, he makes it almost like as if he needs that boat, because Tom Hanks uses this little this little plan or whatever, just to run one of the boats away or whatever. And Muse calls him a straight out coward, knocks him upside the head with a fucking wrench and shit like that. He's like, nah, I gotta get this boat. I'm like, man, this dude wants that fucking boat.
He's like Dictate Mambo in that Geico commercial. No, 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 not today. I'm getting that boat.
What day is this? It's hump day. But you know, once they get the boat, you thinking like, okay. There was a lot of ways I thought this movie was going to turn out, whatever. And honestly, the trailer, because I remember talking about this to someone, he was telling me, don't you think the trailer spoils the movie? I was like, honestly, it fucking doesn't, to be honest. I was like,
yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if you look at the story, you know what's going to happen, but you got to give Greengrass and the screenwriter credit. They still managed to throw surprises at you and make it interesting throughout the whole. Was this 2.5 hours?
I think it was 2 hours and 10 minutes or something like that.
It was over the 2 hour mark. I couldn't remember if it was 2.5. It felt like 2.5 to me because that's like when I got out. It's like, and I looked at the clock the first time. It was 2.5. So maybe
I can't speak for me because I had a screener and that motherfucker. You know, usually in screeners, the director or somebody comes out and talks before the movie. So I mean, it was an extra 20 minutes right there. Whatever, and I remember it ending. And I was like, wow, that went on a little longer than I thought. So, but it was 134 minutes. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right. So it wasn't 2 hours and 10 minutes. It doesn't feel like it, but it was.
No, and I don't know, dude. Like, the Somalians was great. And the trailer, honestly, I thought of 100 different plot synopses when I saw that trailer of how simple and one open minded this was going to be. And I'm going to say the trailer doesn't really show that much because the story in the movie takes so many different plot twists and turns. Where I was just like, oh, I guess I was wrong about that.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really commendable about this movie, and it goes back to, once again, all of the movies that have come out in the last couple weeks that have been Oscar contenders, minus Prisoners, is that the pacing is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing, really, you look throughout the movie and you really do say to yourself, wow, there's not one scene in this that could be cut.
Because when they switch back from the Somalians and Tom Hanks, you start to not so much sympathize with the Somalians, but you kind of understand where they're coming from. So, you know, you kind of need those moments there. And then when you go back to Tom Hanks, it's all about his family and protecting his boat and doing the job, getting the job finished, whatever. And you have those little – I love every quiet moment in this movie, honestly. There was times where Tom Hanks was just sitting at a computer typing, and it was just quiet, no music in the background. It's like – and it's just scaring the shit out of me for some reason. And the part where they get Tom Hanks on the lifeboat, which, by the way, that was a badass lifeboat.
Yeah.
That was a badass lifeboat.
It looked like a submarine, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it did. That's what I thought it was. When they said lifeboat in the movie, because I thought it was a submarine in the trailer, too. When they said lifeboat, I was like, oh, that's a lifeboat? Oh, fuck.
Wow. Everyone learned from Titanic. Shit.
Yeah, they got some badass seats and shit. You were climbing back in these bitches and shit. I was like, damn, shit. It's going to take a... I bet James Cameron got like 20 of them motherfuckers or whatever shit.
No, I bet James Cameron looked at that and went, fuck.
He's like, damn, another movie I got to take for my Avatar 2 now.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, the ending... The part where they get him on the boat, I thought.
Yeah, let's get into this.
That was my favorite part of the whole movie. Like that, really, I think we've been talking all year around, at least all summer that we've been doing this, whatever. That, like, oh, the ending, the second act was just, it just dried out. And then the ending was just like, oh, it really wasn't a payoff, whatever. But that last 30 minutes with just Tom Hanks on that lifeboat or whatever, and I was just like, man, this shit is getting intense here with the fucking Navy SEALs coming in and all that. I was just like, I thought that would have been boring, honestly. But.
And not only that, SEALs. But when he gets rescued. That's when Tom Brandt tanks, turns to the camera, is like, hey guys, remember Forrest Gump? Remember my great acting? Watch this shit.
You remember I was Tom Hanks, right?
You remember I have an Oscar under my head? Well, watch me try to get another.
You remember why you people love me, right? Okay, well, I'm going to show you why you're going to even love me more. Like, I still have it. I'm going to show you why I still have it. Okay,
when he gets rescued, he has an emotional breakdown that tears at your emotions.
That breakdown kind of scared me a little bit. I was like, I was scared. I was wanted to cry with him. I was nervous. I wanted to hug him. I was like, I have so many emotions going on right now. I was just like, this is. And they didn't have no music in the background. All you hear in the background is the nerd or the ETA or ETM talking to him and saying, can you feel your arm? Can you move? Can you do this? Whatever. And he's like, barely talking. He's mumbling almost as if he's retarded in a way or whatever. He's shaking or whatever. And then when finally he lays back, he just starts crying or whatever. And the screen just shuts off on him, and he's just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, and you know what's even cooler about that? That was not scripted.
You know what? I believed it, too, for some reason.
That whole sequence was not, I just read that today, that whole sequence was not scripted.
It, for some reason, it didn't feel out of place. Obviously, it didn't feel out of place, whatever. It just felt like Tom Hanks wanted to do that on his own or whatever. Show
yeah, he wanted to give emotional backpull and make the audience just... get that little extra care.
So I don't know about you. I was expecting just a generic ending of he gets saved and he's probably like happy. Then he goes back to his family. They hug at the door stop or whatever and shit like that. And then it goes off right there. That I'll never do this again. This motherfucker, by the way, after the movie ends, it shows pretty much about Captain Phillips' life, whatever. That motherfucker got back on that ship the next year. I was like,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, he's just like, all right, back to work. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, because shit. Time said this happened in I want to say the summer of 2009. He got back the next year.
I remember it happened when I was in school.
Yeah, he got back. He got back on a year later in April. I was like, God damn, that's like, because after that emotional breakdown he had, I was like, I don't think he'd ever want to do this again. But the Somalians, three of them, that fucking mean one, first of all, that asshole one, that dude, man, that guy, that dude was scaring the fuck out of me. But they get shot in probably the most intense scene I've seen all year, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't know how that was going to go down, because you see Tom Hanks blindfolded, tied up, he's crying or whatever, he's pretty much begging, pleading. You got the younger Somalian pirate, he's just like, let's stop this, we're all going to die. The driver of the boat, he's like, oh, what's going on over? And then the dude pointing the gun at Tom Hanks, yelling, I'm going to shoot him in the neck and shit like that. I was just like, I don't know how this is going down. I seriously don't know. I stepped moving. You started seeing me, like, fold my legs in the chair and shit. I was all into it. I was like, oh.
See, just it's one of those things where, like, I will say Gravity got me more suspenseful than this did, because it was one of those situations where, unfortunately, since this is based off a true story, even though they set all that up and they do a very good job on it, I was still like, you know, I know how this ends. I give them credit for trying, because they're doing a tremendous job, but, like, in terms of just being more suspenseful, I still say that goes to Gravity, because Gravity, like, my knuckles were white after that movie.
I think Gravity is a better effects film, and especially technical film, whatever. But I gotta say, this and Rush and shit like that, whatever, those are my kind of films. So I think I enjoyed this a little bit more than Gravity, but
it's more realistic.
Not to throw down Gravity in any way whatsoever, or whatever, because I like Gravity a lot or whatever. But for me personally, like, stuff like this is more of my thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
I enjoy more of the tone down, the silent kind of whatever and shit or whatever, just because, I don't know, it just adds more attention to it for, like, because that ending, man, I can't get over that ending, dude. Just when you think it's going to have that sappy-ass little ending or whatever shit, that breakdown, man, that had me going, like, Tom Hanks didn't get fucking nominated now for just that scene alone or whatever. That they need to make a new category saying most emotional scene ever or whatever, because I was like, God damn, dude.
Last year, here's what it is. There's always that one actor or actress that, in the course of 5 minutes, will get everyone in America to say, get him an Oscar or her an Oscar right now. Last year, it was Anne Hathaway in Les Mis. This year, it's this.
Yeah, I can see that, too. Yeah, that definitely would give her that, because, I mean, goddamn, it's going to be that Oscar season looks like it's getting tougher and tougher by the minute. They're going to have to probably add more categories to it, because...
Oh, hell yeah. Everyone's saying that Martin Scorsese can't finish his film on time. I'm calling bullshit after all these movies are coming out.
Yeah, I think if anything, I bet he's adding more to it, but, like, I'm gonna fucking show y'all.
I'm gonna show y'all next year.
Fucking show y'all how it's done now, whatever shit. You're gonna show me, whatever. I got to throw my name here now, whatever. I would love to see that, but, I'm shocked I'm doing this again, whatever. It's like, what, in the fucking third week in a row? Third week in a row, I'm giving it. That's how I see it.
Yep, I'm right there with you. It's, once again, another one of those movies. You know, Rush, Gravity, and, Rush, Gravity, in this, it really does make up for the shitty summer that we had.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom Hanks finally he stepped back on that pedestal saying, you guys gonna remember me.
I know y'all love me as Woody, and I know you'll all love that damn golf volleyball, and I know you love Bubba Gump Shrimp.
I love that volleyball. He has a volleyball, he has a restaurant after him.
He's got a toy after him.
He's got Asian makeup from Cloud Atlas on him.
Oh, fuck.
He's got everything, but this one, he's going to be like, y'all going to remember me for me.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all going to remember me as Mr. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, exactly.
I may not be around that much longer, boys and girls, but as long as I'm here, I will still tug on your hearts like the old, wonderful man I am.
That's pretty much what he was saying. He was like, you're going to love me, you're going to remember me. I may be dying. This might be real events right here. But is it now? And he threw his hand in the air now. Is it now? Whatever. And he's like, well, goddamn, maybe that is real, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
is it now? And he drops the mic.
Yeah, drops the mic and walks off. And he'd just be like, damn, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night.
Maybe in a medic.
Stop!
Captain Phillips, can you hear me? Captain Phillips, can you hear me?